An audit finds Haynes's finances well managed, and Beer Fest is canceled for a second year in a row. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories and more are up next. The Haynesboro's finances have a clean bill of health, according to an audit completed earlier this year. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the news comes as the borough begins planning for next year's budget.
In a January 15th report, auditor Max Mertz wrote that the financial statement disclosures from the end of fiscal year 2020 are neutral, consistent, and clear. Mertz told borough officials that state and federal funds from programs like the CARES Act were well handled. Assemblymember Cheryl Stickler commended the borough manager and finance director for their work at a meeting last week.
I wanted to congratulate you, Gila and Aleka, for governing our finances so well and being great stewards of these finances to get clean audits on local, state, and federal accounts across the board is outstanding. And you're appreciated. Thank you.
The audit comes as the Borough Assembly begins work on a budget for the next fiscal year, which begins in July. The Haynesboro is now seeking feedback from residents to learn more about the community's budget priorities. A survey on the borough's website uses a mock budget to gauge residents' priorities. It asks residents to divide $10 between 13 publicly funded facilities and services, such as the library, LUTAC dock, swimming pool, and public safety building. The Borough Assembly will use responses to inform funding decisions. The survey can be found at haynesalaska.gov/budget. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
There will be no Haynes Beer Fest for the second year in a row. It's usually an annual celebration of Alaska breweries that draws hundreds of regional travelers to Haynes. In a normal year, about 20 breweries would bring their best work to Haynes in May to participate in a long weekend of tastings. Yukoners would drive down to get in on the fun. But the threat of COVID-19 still looms, and the Canadian border is still closed. Carrie Johnson is the executive director of nonprofit Southeast Alaska State Fair, which organizes the event.
70% of our ticket sales have always been, in at least the last few years, have been Canadian in the Yukon, and that's a huge loss.
Without guests from the Yukon, she says the event doesn't pencil out. And then there's the pandemic. Johnson says safety precautions like masks and social distancing are harder to enforce at this style of event than the others on Southeast Alaska State Fair's calendar.
And it's just so much more difficult when the whole purpose of the event is to be drinking, you know, and tasting beer. And we thought that would be a difficult thing to mitigate.
And then there's an additional headache. Ticket vendor Brown Paper Tickets still hasn't refunded everyone from last year's cancellation. Johnson says the fair will use a different vendor in the future and is still working towards a resolution with the company. Beer Fest is among the organization's biggest money makers. The cancellation will mean a leaner budget for other events this year. Johnson says big ticket items that will see a 2021 downsize include entertainment acts at the fair this summer.
We are just going to have to limit and cut. I think our goal this year is just to really put on community events. We are, you know, as far as revenue, we're just going to focus on making sure that we can put on the events as best as we can.
The rest of the organization's events will go on, though in a pandemic-safe fashion. The Winter Games is free to the public and will be held this Saturday. Opening ceremonies take place at 11 a.m. at the fairgrounds. Many of the emergency powers the state was using to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic expired along with the governor's disaster declaration early Sunday morning. But it's not yet clear what impacts that will have on everything from vaccine distribution to curbside pickup of delivery and alcohol. Governor Mike Dunleavy and members of his administration gathered Sunday to lay out some of the changes.
You'll see that we have no mandatory advisories now.
Some things, like travel testing, are clear. Alaska residents and non-residents traveling to the state are no longer required by the state to get a pre-travel COVID-19 test or to test upon arrival.
But if you wish to get on the plane at the airport without a test, you can do that.
The state advises that travelers do it, and it will still be an option to test at the airport through the end of June. But that doesn't mean that people can travel throughout the state freely without being tested. Some cities, like Juneau, are still requiring it. The administration laid out a COVID-19 transition plan, which Dunleavy characterized as moving Alaska towards normalcy. But there are a lot of other parts of the state's COVID-19 response that are going to be impacted by the lapsed disaster declaration. Some 200 regulations that had been suspended will be going back into effect.
None of that stuff is changing as of today.
Commissioners will review those policies over the next several weeks. Dunleavy says they'll advise him on what needs to stay in place and what he should allow to lapse. One other thing that isn't clear is how the state will continue allocating vaccines. Director of Public Health Heidi Hedberg said the state's disaster declaration and the plan it submitted to the federal government gave it the legal authority that it needs to distribute vaccines into communities.
And given that we feel like we will be able to continue distributing the vaccines to Alaskans at least through the month of March.
What's still unclear is how the state will legally distribute vaccines into communities after that point. Hedberg also said the state's response to community requests may be slower. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. We had help this evening from Rasha McChesney in Juneau. You can hear more at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.